Dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Keene, in his room on the Thames embankment, turns another page of The Dossier on Demetrius.
Only 16 hours had passed since we'd stood in the cold light of dawn at Copperfield Heath, with the black outline of the Mosquito bomber in the background, the open cabin trunk, the forged and worthless money blowing about the airfield, and the lifeless body of the pilot Zarahoff lying at our feet. It was a grim scene, all right, but it spelt ruin and failure to Demetrius. Now he was in hiding, in his last line of retreat. Demetrius, Yachty Blum, and Hedy Bergner. The only three left of the streamlined organization he'd set up from Berlin. And very soon, this last remnant would have its backs to the wall. We'd finally been given authority to search the foreign ships lying at the bottom end of the Cork Street docks. On one of them, the SS San Bernardino, a Scotland Yard fellow picked up a brooch. The brooch belonged to Hedy, and taking this with certain other facts, we knew we'd narrowed the hunt down again. Demetrius was hiding in the dock area, somewhere not far from the San Bernardino. The next job was to smoke him out. What's the scale of this map?
12 inches to the mile, roughly 2/3 of an inch to the 100 yards. Now, there are your Cork Street dockyards, gentlemen. Just about every detail but the individual cobblestones.
Doesn't seem to be much here but warehouses.
Darn good hiding places, too. Now then, we can be pretty sure Demetrius and the other two aren't dodging about an occupied warehouse, hiding under bales and so forth, or playing hide-and-seek with the dockers. Agreed? Right. So we've marked, one, the empty warehouses, and two, the occupied but closed warehouses.
Colonel Fentress...
Yes, it's all right, Keene. I'm coming to that phone business now. We've good grounds for the assumption, you chaps, that wherever Demetrius is holed up, he has access to a telephone. So now, we've three conditions for our critical warehouse to fulfill. It has to be unfrequented by dockers, it has to be closed and to all intents and purposes unused, and it has to have a connected telephone.
And how many satisfy all three conditions?
Well, here the picture begins to change. Almost all warehouses have an office with a connected telephone. Of the 104 buildings marked here, 98 have phones. The 5 or 6 older houses in the neighborhood haven't a telephone between them.
That puts Demetrius definitely in a warehouse.
Great. But of the 98 buildings with phones, no fewer than 86 are connected. And of those 86, 25 are in unused, apparently unoccupied warehouses.
So it boils down to this. We've 25 buildings to surround and search from ceilings to floor. They're all 4 or 5 stories high, covering a good deal of space. And from the tops of them, we could hold off a battalion.
But in one of them, Keene, we'll find Demetrius. So gather round closer, you fellows. I want to show you which blocks of the area contain more than one warehouse. When the time comes, we'll go over the ground block by block.
The fog's coming in again tonight.
It can't blot out enough for me.
Melancholy, Hedy?
Who wouldn't be cooped up in this wretched loft hour after hour?
The fog should cheer you, my dear. It makes it possible for us to get out of here for a while.
Where are we going?
To a public telephone. You haven't forgotten the 2 messages you're to give Gregory Keene, have you?
What's wrong with the phone here in this warehouse? The
calls through automatic exchanges can be traced very quickly, Hedy. It's quite possible that Keene will be expecting word from you and have his tracing arrangement ready and waiting. I think we'd do much better to use a public phone.
There isn't one nearby.
Oh, really, Hedy. Your memory gets worse and worse. You should take one of those courses for it. Don't you recall Fleur de Pont running out of this very building, down the cobblestoned lane, running and running till she came to a phone?
I had forgotten.
Well, it's beside the point. In half an hour, you'll make your first call to Gregory Keene. In 40 minutes, the police will be moving towards the address you give them. In 50 minutes, you'll make your second call to Keene. And in a little over an hour, we should have him with us right here.
I still don't think he will come.
It's going to be unfortunate for you if he doesn't. Try to convey that in your voice, Hady. Your urgency won't be assumed.
If he does fall into your snare, what will you do to him besides...
Oh, as usual, I'll leave those things to Yossi.
Oh, for the last time, before it's too late, don't do this. It is the final, the culminating murder. If the others were necessary, if that's how you excuse them, this one is not. You're going to murder Keane out of malice, for nothing but malice, because he's beaten you time and time again when it seemed that you had the game in your hands.
Not only for that, Hady. For you.
One does not steal me from you, is that it? To make Demetrius himself jealous, what an achievement. So you set your snare and murder a man.
The execution is nothing. It's the method that counts. And I think it's singularly apt that Keane's love for you should be used to bring about his own destruction. Don't you?
Of all the hateful things you have done, this will be the worst.
Of course it's the worst from your point of view. It affects you personally. However, we'll let you actually watch as Keane is disposed of. What could be more satisfying? The perfect revenge.
Oh, no. No, stop
it. Keane puts me, Demetrius, into a position like this, but he'll pay, and you'll see him pay, Hady.
No.
While you watch, be happy in the thought that we only caught him because he loved you.
I won't do it. I've done enough. I won't do this ghastly thing.
You know, Hady, you will.
I will never do it. You won't make me.
I know you too well. You're capable of love, yes, but you're also in love with yourself and your own beauty. It could be ruined so easily.
I don't care what you say. You will not drag me down into this final horror. I will not let you use Keane's love for me to murder him.
Yachty. Yachty! There you are, Hady. Your old playmate, Yachty Blom. You know the choice you have to make. Take a good look at Yachty, who has no affection for you at all. And then make your decision.
It's Keane. On me.
Precisely. That's all, Yachty. I told you, Hady, we're desperate men. We've nothing to lose. You play your part with Gregory Keane? Do you? Yes. Yes, I see that you do.
All right, chaps, that's all. We'll make our first move within 12 hours, so stay on tap.
Okay, good. Sir. Anyone come for a bite to eat?
No, no,
no. There's so much for the dock area around Cork Street, Keane. The next thing's the master of the San Bernardino.
Yes, that's the character I'm waiting for. He had Demetrius, Blum, and Hady on his ship. Surely he can give us some idea where they are now, Colonel.
And the trouble is, we can't do much about questioning him for an hour or so at least.
Why not, sir? Yeah, of course, foreign national with his consulate trying to bail him out.
That's right. Frayne at the yard's letting us know as soon as the fellow's properly sewn up and formally charged.
How can they charge him?
Whatever it is, it's trumped up till we can dig something out of him. But we have to wait that hour or so before we can begin.
I don't know. Dealing with people like these, I sometimes think we do better to fly straight in and hang the legal consequences.
What? Hang it, Keane, we couldn't possibly do that. It'd never do.
Why couldn't we now?
It's out of the question. We're blimps, everyone knows that. We go about calling each other old boy and feebly trying to brush away the wool the spies keep pulling over our eyes. Good Lord, Keane, how would those cartoonist fellows get on if it were ever suspected that we had a grain of sense?
I've no idea, sir.
Well, there you are, you see what I mean. It's one of the secrets of MI5. You'll be here, won't you?
Of course.
Right. Give me a buzz in about an hour, will you? I'll give Frayne that long to make the skipper of the San Bernardino look nice and tidy. After that, we'll move in. And heaven help the chap if he decided not to talk.
As you are, Colonel. An hour from now.
Stand easy, Kurtz. How's it coming along?
There's nothing to report at the moment, sir.
Do you think Major Keane has any idea that we've tapped in on his telephone?
Oh, he couldn't possibly have, Colonel Fentress. This instrument I'm listening with works by induction, so you don't get any of them little clicks.
Oh, works by induction, eh?
That's right, sir.
Well, switch that recorder on to any communication between Keane and either Hady Bergner or Demetrius. I trust Major Keane with my life, Cuts. I expect you would, too. But where Hedy Bergner's concerned, he throws reason to the winds.
I understand, sir.
Major Keane's quite capable of putting his own life in forfeit to get Hedy Bergner away from Demetrius alive. It's up to you to put a stop to it if he tries.
Don't worry, sir. Demetrius doesn't get another lash at the Major, sir. Not while I'm about. And if he thinks he's using that girl to trap Major Keane into sticking his neck out, he can have another bloomin' think right away.
Good work, Cutts. That's the spirit.
Ah.
Is that a call coming in for Keane?
Just a jitter. Yes. A woman's voice.
Well, switch something on so that I can hear it quickly.
Yeah. I'll switch it onto the speaker, sir. There we are.
Hello. Major Keane.
Yes, this is Gregory Keane speaking.
This is Hedy Bergner, and I have an important message for you. Demetrius and Yotti Blum will be in an empty house at the corner of Abbott and Priory Streets at 10 o'clock tonight. You will have to take them alone because they're keeping watch. And at the first sign of the police...
It came at last, the thing I'd been waiting for. And it was the most obvious trap imaginable, even baited according to Colonel Fentress's predictions, with Hedy. They couldn't expect me to fall for a story like that. They had a second move up their sleeves. So I waited a little longer. There were 29 hours to go.
Does the trap for Gregory Keane succeed? Listen for the next chapter in this story of suspense. Dossier on Demetrius.